And you're listening to 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. Tis the season for love, but there's a warning for all who might be looking for it through a website, social media, or app. What looks like a budding romance may in fact be a sweetheart scam. According to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, almost 15,000 complaints categorized as romance scams were reported in 2016. The FBI says victims of those scams lost more than $230 million. North Carolina's Attorney General Josh Stein says sweetheart scammers have also been emptying some people's bank accounts in the state. He joins me now. How big a problem is this in North Carolina?
It is a major problem. We had in 2017 74 different reports, and the aggregate losses were $2.75 million. This year so far, just in a month and a half, we've had 9 victims who have lost combined $800,000. So that's nearly $100,000 per person. And we believe that this represents just a fraction of the actual victims. I think many victims simply don't report because they feel shame for having been scammed, and they shouldn't feel that way, but they do.
Well, give us a scenario. How does this work?
It works in a host of different ways, but there's a theme. Basically, you're living your life online. You're on Facebook, or maybe you're actually looking for a relationship and you're on Match.com, and someone will connect with you, and they'll begin by befriending you, and the scammers will groom the person over an extended period of time. And then they'll come up with some kind of life event where they need a large sum of money immediately to deal with something. Either they've got to get their money out of the bank, or they're going to jail, or they want to buy a plane ticket to come visit the person. And they'll seek the money via wire and do everything they can to steal a person's life savings.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, of course, online dating, social media as a way of connecting for people is very common these days. How does a person distinguish between the legitimate and the fraud?
It is tough, because when you are interacting with somebody online, or you're doing it over the telephone, you have no idea that that person is who they say they are. And when you're out there looking for relationships, it becomes all the trickier. So people just have to have a healthy skepticism about who they're dealing with and try to find out some ways to validate who they are. And if this happens to your listeners, they should let law enforcement, they should let my office know as soon as possible, because although it is very difficult to get money back once it's been transferred, particularly abroad, we have had instances where there was money, $50,000 sent by a postal order, where we were able to intervene early enough with the U.S. Postal Inspector and grab that letter out of the mail system and save the person $50,000.
And are the victims, do they fall into any particular demographic categories or any other common trends among the victims, or is it across the board?
It's across the board, although it tends to affect older people. Folks who are older, often they're no longer with their loved one. They're often isolated. They don't have their kids living with them anymore. They've also aggregated a lifetime's worth of wealth. So they're very attractive targets for criminals. And the other thing is, older people tend to be more trusting. And so when someone reaches out online and tries to establish a relationship, a younger person may be a little more skeptical.
And men and women are equally vulnerable?
Both. It happens to men. It happens to women.
North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Mark.